At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Today, Hollywood superstar Orlando Bloom takes us to the edge in his thrilling new show. And we'll kick off some Friday fun with the hilarious Michelle Collins. Plus, dating expert Devin Simone is back to solve your relationship dilemmas.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Hey guys, it's Friday, April 19th.
We made it.
We made it.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Friday.
Let's roll it out.
Let's go. Roll it out just like some dough, you know?
Just like that. You just know like how you roll it out?
Dough. Remember that?
I've never
rolling
rolled
the dough. Dough.
Have you ever rolled the dough for real?
No, but we've all sang, you know, the song, put it in a bee and mark it in the oven for baby me. Okay, you guys, Mother's Day is just around the corner. And when I'm thinking about gift giving, do you know who I go to?
Who?
Hoda Kotb. In fact, for our 5-year anniversary, Hoda put an apple on a plate and put it in my room. So I came in first thing Monday morning and she wrote happy 5 years with a smiley face under the apple. And I thought,
well, the significance of that apple was when my daughter first met Hal.
Yes.
We didn't have anything. We brought an apple.
Exactly.
So now that's our love language.
Gift giving is not really your love language. And really, it's not mine either.
Okay. So,
but.
Wait, look how good Better Homes and Gardens look. Sorry, but I don't know when the last time I picked...
BHG.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks great.
It looks very
fancy. And if you open to page 24...
24.
Mm-hmm. She recommends...
Who's she? Me?
Hoda.
The co-ed. Do you get mad when your kids call you she? I don't like when my kids go...
No, because I have children.
She said... I go, no, we don't say she.
Do you know what Mila calls me now?
Don't tell me.
Jenner. And she has started calling me Kylie.
Why?
Because Kylie Jenner.
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
She's like, Kylie. And I'm like, is that supposed to be for me?
I don't even like, no. She said, when Haley or Hope says to, she said that we can, I go.
Well, I think I should.
I have
an idea. I think we should send my children to your house.
Swap it.
And your children to mine. Uh-huh. Just like, you know, that old show and see what happens.
Okay, swap.
Mila would come back all whipped into shape. She wouldn't call me Jenner or worse or things.
Or any of those things.
Okay. So this is what Hoda recommends, y'all.
Yeah.
This great candle from Life's About Change.
Oh, it's a great candle. It's a slow burner and it smells so good.
The earrings, which I love from Jennifer Miller.
Those are my faves. I wear the daisies.
The pivot year. That makes sense.
Oh, Brianna Wiest. Love.
Hope is a Rainbow.
Yeah, the book.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things sort of strike a little bit of a confusion.
What?
A little head scratcher here. You like this Staub mini round coet, which is great for casseroles or frittatas, served as breakfast in bed. Huh. When was the last time you made a frittata?
In theory, if I were going to pick something for the kitchen, it would be
this
cocote. How do you pronounce it? Coquette.
Is a coquette?
Cocotte.
Cocotte.
Cocotte. Okay.
It's a cute color.
It is cute.
No more ever baked anything in that. Well, the other thing that just sort of I'm like, how often is she using the Magic Bullet mini juicer?
I do juice. Yes, I juice for Hope every morning. Yeah, I juice.
You juice before you come to work?
Spinach, green apple, lemon, little bit of ginger, probiotic, this much, shoot it down, leave it.
Do you juice for yourself?
Sometimes if there's leftover, I'll drink it.
But I won't juice my own. You're just eating Ritz crackers under the covers.
Okay.
Wow, well, thank you, Better Home and Garden, and thank you, Hoda.
But I hope that you guys enjoy these.
All right, y'all, there is a wellness trend that is gaining steam.
I feel like there's a lot of things for grown-ups that are gaining steam in the wellness space. I love, this is an adult gap year. Now, this, of course, is like who can take off a year from work and from life.
Yes, it's
but
hard to do.
But pretend hypothetically you that could. It were possible.
Yeah.
1 year and you took your kids and went away together with your family for a year. You repotted.
Yes.
You went to a new place just for you. You told the school, we'll be back. There was a show where somebody did that.
Yes, we did. We talked about it on the show. Yeah. That family, that remember, they traveled in an RV.
Right, and they went from place to place going to schools.
Yes.
And just. But anyway, why would you think that's a cool idea?
Okay, we're planning on doing it. It's, you know, a dream. Because, as you said, it's not always that easy.
Right.
But I think if you're in between something.
Yes.
If you're thinking about a life change, whether that means leaving a job or whatever it is, like just to have that time with your family.
Yes.
And I will say, I thought my kids would be so into it when we daydream about it.
They're
kids
not.
Aren't as into it.
Well, because they don't want to leave their friends.
No. And the thought of like being with their parents. And
24-7.
I'm like, we'll be in Spain. It will be amazing. And Mila's like, no, thank you, Mom.
But I do think there is something about like, I think you need to force your kids to do that. I think that's
other
one of those.
Other cultures.
Yes.
Getting-
and also you'd be closer as a family because that's what you have.
Yes.
That's who
you
are. You
rely
are.
On each other.
You're going to rely on each other. I think there are a lot of, I think Stanford's one of the universities that's doing something not like that, but they're doing courses and not like continuing education, but literally like courses on purpose that people are going back to Stanford, back for a year, back to learn. And they
our
have
age
this,
people.
Yes. And it's so cool.
Yes.
Because this is when you're more curious.
Right.
When you're in school, you're cramming, you're staying up all night. You're like, what do I have to memorize?
Totally.
You know, all that stuff. But now it's like, now you have this insatiable appetite. I want something more.
Yeah. You know how they always say college is wasted on the young.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be.
No.
Like we can keep growing and evolving and traveling
I wonder
and
if
learning.
You could do like a gap year at a college somewhere. Like you could go somewhere and actually take courses and do cool
How
things.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. I think it'd be really cool. So we're crazy about Jelly Roll. He is like dominating country. Country music has, you know, gone down this great
cool
road.
Path. Yeah.
And it's also showing that everyone is included.
Has
in
a place.
I love that.
Yes. Okay. So he said that he's a big bear hugger.
Yeah.
Which like, of course he is.
Yeah.
He says, I'm kind of big, aggressive bear that just comes in hot.
See, you can picture him just like coming in and just
But
like,
I mean, that to me, look, it's look, like, look, look at look. Him. Oh, he lifted up Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my God. Look at Ryan kicking his little legs up. That was cute. That was cute.
But like when you are Jelly Roll, there's only one way to hug. You know, he's not like coming in for a little.
No,
he's in there.
But here's this kind of hug is not
a side
good.
Hug.
No, not good.
You don't like a side
I don't
hug?
Want, I don't want that. Do you want that?
I don't feel the way about hugging like you do.
No.
Hugging to you. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
She likes to grab people. Who are you grabbing by the back of their neck right there?
It looks like Carson, but I don't know.
You're
I
grabbing somebody.
No, not by the back of your neck. Look, Drew Brees.
Of course
I'll
she is.
I'll tell you what it is. When you were a little girl, stand up.
Yes.
When you were a little girl, this is how your mom hugged you. No, you're not doing it right here.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel uncomfortable.
It's like someone supporting your head. It reminds you when
now,
you're a little kid.
When you're supporting other people, I don't. That doesn't bother me because you and I are very close. But when you
Some
go in and
like,
support
I
other people,
you know
strangers' heads.
I know. I should probably pay more attention to the signals coming at me, but I don't.
So,
and I'll tell you
now,
why.
On your
I don't
plans,
have time. I can't. Are you? Should we dance? You know what? Someone needs to go in. If you don't want it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You get 10 seconds of horribleness. Whoa. But I'm not, I can't be like, is it, are you okay? How about this? Are we hugging? No. You don't ask that. You just go
Are
in.
We hugging?
Are
is
we
actually,
hugging?
That gets on my jangly.
Me too. Are because, we, oh, we're hugging?
I don't think you need to have that discussion. I think if you decide you don't want to hug, you put out the hand. Because sometimes, Yoda, I don't
know
feel like.
I know. I see. Your hand goes out sometimes. You're like this. I'm Jenna.
That's
right.
I'm Jenna. It's so
Jenna.
Nice to
and
meet you.
It's very warm and inviting.
I hope
There's
it is.
Nothing wrong
I
with
don't
that.
Feel like I need to hug every single person. Oh. I know you do. And I wonder, when you grab somebody from the back of the nape.
Some people don't like it.
Do you know feel a little shaky?
You know who doesn't like
who?
It? Extensions. People with hair extensions.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like that.
Extensions.
They don't like it.
No,
and
because
I didn't
you're messing
even,
it up.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you. I
extensions.
Didn't know when I went in that was happening.
By the way, I wasn't expecting extensions. I was thinking more like strangers might be a little... a little weirded out. Okay. Okay. Coming up next, y'all, you are invited to two weddings on the same day. One is your friend, the other is your partner's friend. Which one do you go to?
Devin Simone's going to solve your relationship dilemmas coming up after this.
It's like that.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Join Hoda Kotb for a brand new season of her podcast, Making Space.
For season 5, I am making space to talk to people who are providing a sense of hope and inspiration when life changes course.
Uplifting conversations with inspiring individuals like NFL legend Drew Brees, singer-songwriter Ziggy Marley, and today's show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie as you have never heard her before.
I found faith more viscerally, not because the bad thing didn't happen, but because it did.
I promise you, like me, will leave these conversations with some wisdom for your own journey, empowered and inspired to make space in your own life.
New episodes of Making Space with Hoda Kotb are released every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with dating expert and three-day rule matchmaker Devin Simone, which means it's time for another edition of
Hoda and Jenna's Relationship Dilemmas.
All right, let's get some questions. You want
Should
to
we? Okay, yes. Our researcher Carly from Summit, New Jersey, has a scheduling conflict with her husband.
My husband and I each have a wedding for our close friends on the exact same day this summer. We don't want to split up, and the weddings are too far apart for us to go to both. What do we do?
That's a real dilemma.
Like
that's
that, a dilemma.
That is a
That's actually a tough dilemma.
There's first a couple questions. Who picked the wedding date first? Who invited them first? Like, was it the exact same time, or was there a couple that invited them and they said yes at first and then another friend? What's the history with these friendships? Like, is one a friend that you met 2 years ago and now you're close, and the other one your husband or your grew up with? If everything is all equal, you got to split up.
You divide and conquer. Divide and conquer.
You got to split up.
You're right.
You're married. You'll see each other. You know where you live.
Yeah. And can I just also tell Carly that some of the most fun weddings I've ever had, I've been stag.
Really?
Ooh.
Did you just cut loose?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Bunky Bronco. I mean, I love going on dates with Henry, and we've been together for 20 years. Being alone ain't that terrible.
Yes, that's actually good.
Be free. Yeah.
All right, let's hear from Gia from Long Island. She's got a dilemma about eating out.
I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year now, but I've realized he likes to go out to eat a lot more than I do because I prefer to stay at home and cook. Is there a right balance between going out to eat and cooking at home?
I mean, the right balance is whatever works for the two of you. I would talk about it. I would, you know, she could say something like, hey, I was thinking it'd be fun if we cooked a little bit more. It's a great way to save and be healthier.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Also, make sure he's not avoiding it, because what if he doesn't like her cooking? Like, maybe he.
I do think when you go out, it's more of like intense conversation.
Yeah.
Better conversation. Because when you're home, you're distracted. The TV, the phone.
Yeah.
You know.
I like to go out for date night.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I feel like we can actually focus on each
exactly.
other. Okay. But I think you could just say, hey, a couple nights a week.
Yeah.
Or, you know, more than that. Whatever.
Start
works.
Small.
Yeah, start small.
How about if we do a taco night on Tuesdays at home?
Right. And I would just say to her that the older you get, the more you stay in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. You get tired. Okay, here is Chris from Massachusetts. They have a question about social media.
In a relationship, when one person is private, the other person is public, and the public person complains that you don't post me on social media, I feel like you're hiding me. What is the best way to compromise this and me in the middle so this doesn't become an issue going forward?
I think the important thing first really is to talk about it, because there's likely context missing. So the person who wants to be shown publicly, maybe they've had an experience where they felt like they were hidden in a past relationship. Mm-hmm. So they're really sensitive to that. The person who likes their privacy, maybe they felt like they had an issue where someone was all in their business.
Too public,
so really like understanding where the other person is coming from, and then bend where you can. The person where maybe it matters the most, lean a little that way. So if the person who feels like they don't want to be hidden, it's something that's really, really deep deep for them, posting one photo is not going to kill you in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And then, you know, kind of
pick the birthdays.
Yeah, pick the
anniversaries.
Exactly, for special things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't really, I mean, I don't mean to be this way, but you don't really need to post to show that you're a couple.
Well, that's
like,
so
you're a couple.
You don't.
Yeah,
but some people, like, they like their partner to feel proud of them.
Right.
And that's kind of the way that we do it now.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, my husband is not on social media at all.
That's always the best.
Well, and I don't, it's like, that's not how you have to understand that's not their love language.
Right. Yeah. They don't communicate that way.
Be strong in the relationship. Okay, if you guys have a relationship dilemma, tell us about it at HodaAndJenna.com. Just hit the connect button.
Coming up next, Orlando Bloom pushes himself to the edge in a brand new series, and he's going to give us a sneak peek. That's right after this.
Thank you, Deb. Orlando Bloom is known for playing characters who embark on amazing adventures on the big screen, but now he's taking the leap in real life.
Okay, this is his new show. It's called Orlando Bloom to the Edge. So he pushes himself to the physical, mental, and emotional brink. He's rock climbing, he's free diving, even flying through the air in a wingsuit. Take a look.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Check it. Check out. Go.
Jumpers away. Jumpers away.
Oh my God.
You done.
Something comes
up. Somebody kind of plans it, but
So we are enamored by this wingsuit dive. It seems like something that would take years and years of training to get right.
Yeah, actually.
How much training did you have?
Well, 25 jumps to get my A license, which is my skydiving license. My 26th jump was in a wingsuit. And that was only possible because Luke Aitkins, who is like on the Federation, on the board, or whatever that would be, of skydivers,
you know,
the big boss, who actually like jumped from 25,000 feet without a parachute, landed in a net. Like, he's an insane human, athlete, remarkable, remarkable man. He had markers for me along the way, and I checked all the markers before stepping into a wingsuit. But we're not sure if anyone's ever actually done that before, because normally it's 200 jumps before you can, before 200 skydives before you can jump a wingsuit.
Is it true that on one of your jumps, your parachute didn't open? You had to pull your second.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that never. And Luke was like, "This never happens." And I think that was when Katie was like, "Are we good? How many shoes do you have? Is there a third?" I was like, "No, that's it. There's one and then two." So it's like,
so your partner, Katy Perry, when you told her, "Hey, this is a cool show I want to do. I want to do some crazy, daring things," was she on board or not?
I think she hadn't necessarily fully, you know, she was like, "Well, he's embarking on, there's insurance. It's a TV thing.
Right.
This is not like, but I don't think she fully understood exactly. I don't know that I did. Fair. Like, I mean, I think there were points where I really felt my life was in my hand. Wingsuiting, for example, is things can go south in a matter of seconds. And it's partly because you pull a chute, right? You pull a chute from here. But when you're in the wingsuit, you have to bring your arms together. Otherwise, the trajectory, the wind can flip you and you're upside down and you don't want to be pulling your chute up. There's a lot of things that can go wrong.
So Hoda has a big birthday and I'm trying to convince her to jump out of a plane with me for it.
Why do you say do it?
I mean, I think everyone should push their edge. That's the whole point. If it's something that terrifies you, it's where the real things in life happen. The whole point of doing
it. So let me ask you this, because doing something once, I get it's like I overcame my fear. I did it. But you like the edge, or at least this show seems to show that.
Yeah.
What is it that keeps you saying one more thing? Let me try something else.
I think that, you know, I kind of say in the show, I never feel so alive when I'm as close to death as this. But that was something that kind of was, I didn't know, this wasn't the idea. If the original show wasn't going to be this, it was going to be, in my mind, it was going to be a blue zone where I meet really interesting people who've kind
that's
of,
cool too.
But it, which is a great idea, but that nobody, the studios were like, "We'll throw you out of a plane, down the, see if you can survive this." And I was like, works for my slightly, you know, overly active brain and, you know, impulsive nature. So, but I think that, you know, ultimately the takeaway for me was really that I'm never more present when I'm feeling connected. And for me, that feeling of being pushing through my edge was what made me feel super present and connected. And then how do I condense that and take that into my everyday life? So in my, you know, how am I more present than normal? Yeah. How am I able to kind of, and I think the feeling of being capable, the feeling that I actually did this.
Yeah.
If I can do that, I can do anything. Yeah. And I think when you push through, when you go through what you think you can't do and you do it, it's like a badge of honor and you wear that through life. And then you're like, oh, I did that. You know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, and for some people it's like, I don't know if I can walk down the street today. You know, and by the way, I wake up with that.
Yeah,
sometimes I'm like, I'm just a myriad of, you know, insanity in my brain. But I'm like, yeah, but I'm still the guy that did that. You know, so it's like, in a way, you know, you're a collector of experiences and you just keep pushing the edge. And I hope that people see the show and go, well, what would I do that would take me out of my comfort zone?
Yeah. And it can be something as simple as learning a new skill.
Stand up, go, or be in a, you know, be in a, like, maybe it's being in a public speaker or being in a social environment, or maybe it's, you know, there are tons of things that people, I honestly had the greatest stage fright. That was my biggest fear.
Oh, wow.
As a child, I was on stage, I would be terrified going just before I went on stage.
Yeah.
Abject fear.
A lot of people, when we mentioned Katy Perry, we know you're a couple, but you guys have just been engaged forever. Is that just the plan?
Well, COVID put a kind of spanner in the works. So we had all these grand plans that we can't execute until now. She's got new music coming.
Yeah.
Oh, does she have new? We saw that little bag.
Yeah.
Yes. There'll be. Oh, yes. I better be careful about what I say.
Okay. Be careful. Okay. Be careful. But, okay. Yeah, be careful.
Fear.
There's a lot of cool things happening.
We know that she's having new music.
But essentially, you know, there's like a schedule, and
so
you can imagine.
The time.
So it's like there's many moving parts, but to get us to do something like that.
Do you feel like you need that, or do you?
I don't even know that we do. It's not, we have this daughter, you know, it's not, it's just, I mean, I do actually think one of the things I really admire is people who can, I think relationships. I think that actually, like, as I'm getting, I'm like, oh, wow, you know that somebody's done the work if they've stated that.
Yes.
And by the way, some people can't, and some people, it's just not the right thing, but some people figure it out. Some people, you know, there's no judgment or expectation, but I'm like, I think we kind of just demand that we kind of get up every day, and she challenges me, I challenge her.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna, you know,
keep committing.
And I choose you today and tomorrow or whatever you choose.
Yeah.
But it's a daily thing, right?
Daily. Yes,
because sometimes it's like, I know she looks at me as if I'm. Like, and I'm like, okay. And it's the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, that's
like,
life.
I'm going on a long walk right now. The dog needs to go.
Exactly. That's life.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Orlando, thank you.
Great human.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming to see us. You can catch all the episodes of Orlando Bloom to the Edge. They're available now on our sister streaming network, Peacock.
Okay, and I think you convinced Hoda to jump out of a plane.
Yes, jump out of a plane. Why not? Yeah, do it.
She's doing it.
Do it. You'd love it. It would be fantastic.
It's going to be fantastic. Coming up next, how to find the right foundation for your skin. Bobby's got some of the latest and greatest products right after this.
Thank you.
We are back with our Girl Today style editor, Bobby Thomas, for another edition of Bobby's Best.
And today it's all about that base. Let's go. We're talking foundation. ABT, how are you?
Okay. Foundation can be tricky.
It can be. And let me give you my best tips on how to match.
Please.
Because so many of you reach out to me on social. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been testing a lot lately. First up, swatching. If you've not heard of the word, all you need to do is find something clear. A lot of people have the knee jerk to put it on your hand at first.
Yeah.
But you can use, take that one, Jenna. You can use a to-go container top, anything clear. So the idea is when you actually put one on, it's hard to see when it starts mixing which color. You can do your chest, you can do up to your face, and you'll see the undertone, which is something we have a graphic of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knowing your undertone is so important, and there's so much information. Find me on social. I'll post stuff later.
So am I trying to match this color to my clean face?
You're trying to match. The best match is right along your
jawline.
Because you can see really your neck, your face. But move it around. And the other thing this does is it lets you see them contrasted against each other.
Yes. Right.
Because usually
then you're like, whoa, I'm way too dark, or that's way too warm, or whatever.
The other really cool thing today is shade finders. Go on to websites like these. I'm going to list all of these on today.com, but you'll see Sephora right now that's popped up. You can use your own current shade. So this is what you use, Jenna, and this is what you use, Hoda.
Yeah.
And you put that into the product you're potentially interested in, and
they give you a million others.
Oh, it's so smart. And because brilliant. How many times do you get stuck in a rut? But maybe for summer, you want something lighter.
So, and you just said, too, there's all these BB creams and skin tints.
There's new stuff. Yeah, and look, I do love what you use, Ilia, but it's also nice. You know, Kosas has a brand new BB cream. There's also cool this stuff from Urban Decay is Face Bond. It's a waterproof formula with a precision tip.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It doesn't budge. It stays all day.
So if you have like a big event or something.
And look, one quick tip, y'all. If you're trying to decide between two, know that a foundation typically dries a little darker than when you see it.
So get the lighter.
And, well, it gets a darker usually.
Get the darker.
But just know when you're choosing it, if you're trying to pull, you can always get a white like this to give you the chance to get it lighter in the areas
you need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that makes
sense.
Okay. So when it comes to the best brands that are actually helping you match, 80 Shades. This is the largest collection at retailers like Ulta and on their website. And you know what's so cool is not only do they have 80 Shades, but check this out. This they call the 4-in-1 Love Your Selfie. Do you see this applicator?
Wow.
You can use the inside as a doe foot for a concealer just to point apply. And then it has a pump on the top.
Oh, so you can get that.
Yeah, so you can use it as a foundation or a concealer. And at the drugstore, the bragging rights really go to L'Oreal's True Match. 47 shades. Wow. There, a lot of brands are around 40, which is nice to know these days. But look, this flew in. I was praying that this got in time.
What is this?
This is the ultimate beauty breakthrough. We're the first here to talk about it. Decipher.
They are Decipher in the
world. So guess how many matches?
How many?
Unlimited.
What do you
mean? It's the world's first fully customizable foundation. So they take, we have some video. They take a 3D snap of your skin tone. And what they do is they then use AI to custom match just you. And it's made from scratch. You get to pick how much coverage you want, how much finish you
want. How cool is that?
And if they don't get it quite right, they will actually go back and make you another shade. So this is a huge beauty breakthrough where it's the ultimate in customization. And listen, they're just sounding now to the U.S., so be patient.
Yeah,
this is a brand new company, but it's
very
amazing.
Cool. You've showed us this brand before, and
in fact, you
rave about this.
Hey, I do rave about House Labs. It's Lady Gaga's line, but I have to say, I'm bringing it back. We had it as a Bobby's Best for Less. We don't now, but you have to know that this is so forward-thinking. Biofermentation is the buzzword, and it has fermented arnica. That's a patent-pending ingredient.
Wow.
20-plus skincare ingredients, and see,
look how pretty that is on
like
you.
It's like second
coverage.
Skin. So, and by the way, the price point for this, there are rivals that are twice the price point.
Right.
I do love Armani and Pat McGrath, but this is another new favorite in that category.
Yeah, I like
And for all of the girls who love their tinted moisturizer, because I did not forget some people don't want foundation.
The
newest are these solid serum sticks, Anastasia's Beauty Bomb.
We love her.
Yes, and Ilia, who you love too.
Yes, I love Ilia.
Look at all the shades of this complexion stick from Ilia.
So what is this?
So it's a bomb. Just here, pick it up. I'm trying to find
one of these.
Yep, and try this. Well, this is too dark for you, but these are amazing because you just rub it on your face. It almost just feels soothing. I'd pick that one or this one. And what's so great, look at the feel.
What do you do? This is a stick.
That's it.
It's a stick. You just rub it on.
Is it sheer?
It's sort of like a tinted moisturizer. You put it on your face on the weekend, and it's got serum, skincare benefits that are solid. That's what's new about it. It's like taking your tinted moisturizer and putting it in an easy-to-go compact
stick. How smart is that?
Oh my gosh,
Bobby.
I know, that's really pretty.
You're always a Bobby.
I do want to say, go online, find me live. I will be giving you all the answers. Just ask me, and we'll post more
information.
Okay, amazing. Thank you.
All right, check out these products. Head to today.com/shop.
Coming up next, y'all, our girl Michelle Collins takes a break from her comedy tour to share some laughs with us right after this. Really good.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
If you ever needed to be persuaded that bad things can happen anywhere, then take a journey with us.
From compelling mysteries to in-depth investigations, our Dateline episodes are available as podcasts.
Follow Dateline NBC now to get new episodes every Tuesday. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Great storytelling with a twist from the true crime original.
We are back with one of our good friends, comedian Michelle Collins, who's about to hit the road on her first ever stand-up tour across the U.S.
It's called The Big Natural Tour, but first she stopped by to hang with us. Michelle, wait, so you said goodbye to Amsterdam?
No, I'm there.
You said, I'll visit you again. You came here, you're going back.
Everyone is wanting to know where in
that's
the world
what they want to know.
Is Michelle Collins' segment idea. Think about it.
Okay.
Anyway, hi. No, I'm there. I'm just here for the tour.
Okay, so tell us how you prepare for a tour. What do you do? I heard you.
Full body lasering. What else? Just a lot of therapy. How do I prepare for a tour? Listen, truly, wardrobe is such a big thing for me. So yeah. I'm gowned up. Every show, hopefully, will have a new look.
Okay.
You know, I have all my songs ready and my
Tell
stories.
Tell us about the singing part of you, because we know you're funny as can be. We know that you can sing, but we didn't know that that was such a part of you.
Well, look, I'm built like a human church organ. Like, look at the body, look at the neck, the throat. They're
what do
dying
you like to sing?
Sing? I love musical theater, but only old musical theater.
Okay, like what? We have something in common. Do you know that I tried out every year for Les Miserables as the young Cosette?
Yeah.
But I was like a well-fed Texan.
I'll kill her.
Blonde. My mom was like, you don't really scream the French Revolution, but you sing Les Mis.
I do.
Can you just tell us this, please?
Look, why are we not doing like a Javert, Jean Valjean?
I'm
who needs Cosette?
Exactly.
I'm ready to go full Javert.
So what? Can you sing it?
Listen, they're parody songs I'm not doing. It's like the low point
parody
of my career.
Of which song?
I do too. So I do, you know, One Day More.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I do One Day Late about missing something that every woman gets every month and what that entails. And that's like it's One Day Late. It's a little too dirty for morning TV. Then I have a new one instead of On My Own. It's On My Phone, and it's about me swiping.
Wait a minute.
No,
I was always
like a little.
Would you pause for 1 second? I know that you're like laughing and ha ha and it's
Hold on.
Funny. What about this part of your career? What have you been doing? Why are you hiding this?
Where's Clive Davis? That's what I want to know.
Hiding
this. That wasn't
voice.
Even that nice. I feel like,
yes,
come to the
was.
Show. Town Hall May 8th, please come.
Okay,
oh my
we'll
God.
Come. Do you play the guitar?
Do you play the guitar?
How dare you? No, I played violin for 8 years.
You did?
Yeah.
No, I just feel I can picture you playing a guitar and singing great songs.
Can you imagine?
I know.
My jewel. I do live in a van. Now, wait, what are we talking about?
Okay.
We doing the show or not?
Now,
okay, talk
you
to
landed in America. You
yeah.
come home.
In America.
You just got here. Well, she did.
Yeah,
she
I know.
And I wonder what you do when you first return back to the States.
Look, I'm a simple girl with simple tastes. So the plane lands. I go to the hotel, check in. Usually, first thing I do is go to Sephora and go full Cloverfield. Like, I'm like, there's no Sephora in Amsterdam because no one wears makeup. So I go, I'm like Mrs. Doubtfire, icing in the cake. I'm like, I'm beautiful now. And that's stop number one. Then usually I like to go to a Chipotle, another thing I can't get. My thing with Chipotle, the heavier the bowl, the better. I need it to be like a big wet diaper. If that bowl ain't wet, I don't want it. I want a heavy diaper full of rice, full of the feet of veggies. Hoda, don't laugh. This is the serious part of the interview. I love it.
We heard you went to Uniqlo too.
Oh, God, yes. I went to Uniqlo. Now, listen, I actually don't love that store, Uniqlo, because it's, you know, every time I dress, you could look adorable. I look like Kim Jong-il. I walk out, I'm like, wait, when did I become the leader of North Korea? Certain stores do that to me. But I happened to go the other day. Thank you for laughing. And they have a T-shirt making machine where it's 2 seconds. Shout out to Jin, who made my shirt. Such a nice guy. And I emailed, I don't know if you have the picture of it. I emailed the poster for my show.
What?
I made that yesterday at the Uniqlo in Midtown.
So why didn't you wear that today?
You know what? I asked my mom and she went, don't.
No,
my mother
said,
she went, don't. I had another thing I wanted to wear. She went, do me a favor. It looks, she goes,
wait,
don't.
Okay, your mom is maybe like a hero of ours because I heard that when you were young, and this is what if my kids had more talent, I would do, that she would call you out to sing when she had cocktails and friends over.
Listen, there's a reason I'm like this. Wait, look at me when I was
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh, the baby.
Baby Michelle.
Look how tiny. Who is that girl?
She's
Who
so
is
cute.
She? I start to cry. Uh-huh. No, I was like a little performing monkey. A company would come over and they would get drunk. And then she'd go, Michelle, like ring the bell. I'd come down in a little tuxedo. And I would
for
sing,
real?
Not really like that, but I would sing Shirley Bassey for company. So I would sing Goldfinger.
Wait,
Diamond,
what?
At five,
a child singing Goldfinger?
Little Angel would sing Shirley
oh my
Bassey.
God. Okay,
bring the house down.
I have an idea.
Talk to me.
I heard you're going to Greece this summer.
I am.
So my daughter Poppy the other day, when I told her our summer plans, out of nowhere, because Greece has never even been discussed.
Okay.
I didn't know she knew it was a country, said, wait, what, Mom? We're not going to Greece? So I thought maybe you could take Poppy to Greece, just the two of you.
You know what's funny? As you know, I famously hate children. Where's my camera? However, for your child, I actually would take Poppy to Greece. Now, how old is she? Can she go clubbing? Like, what's her story? I think the age is 11.
She's
there.
Eight,
Mykonos.
But you can
eight?
Raise her
Perfect.
Up a little.
Oh, too old. Is she age is too old. No, Mykonos, it's...
I actually think if you took Poppy to Greece,
yeah.
y'all could do a whole yeah. show, a yeah. movie.
I'm not kidding you that if you want me to babysit your daughter and go to Greece, and I actually am nice. I'm not like, I'm nice to kids. I feel like I'm a monster now, but yeah, I would take her in a minute.
Where's
Why don't
camera?
You take her? Why don't you come?
No, because I would come because we're not going to Europe, okay?
Yeah,
she's eight.
Okay. Jenna,
you're
gonna who are
forget.
You? Hoda, what's
Mama's
with you?
Done. Do you know that we're done?
Yeah, we're done with all
we're done
the things.
With, she
Why?
Thinks we're going to Greece. She's lucky
she's
we
eight.
Get to Martha's Vineyard. Do you know what I mean?
By the
just
way, when, again, you always...
You're
true.
Lucky if we
that's
go to
true. Well, that's true. But you think we're going to go to Greece? Greece is far.
You're like, she's like, she has that Aramis
okay,
horse saddle.
We gotta go.
For God's sake. That
catch,
cost $97,000.
Catch Michelle on her big natural yes. tour in a city near your tickets available at MichelleCollins.com.
No, MichelleCollinsLive.com by tickets.
Live.
Yes.
MichelleCollinsLive.com and be looking out for Poppy and Michelle.
In Greece. I'm
high
not kidding.
Reunion.
Will you give me the upgrade on United? We'll talk after.
Sure,
okay.
I will.
Bye.
Okay, coming Love up you. Next, y'all, our weekend watch list from Guy Ritchie's new movie to Conan's hilarious new travel show. There's something for everyone right after this.
All right, if you need some help sorting through all the new movies and shows that pop up every week, you are in luck.
Okay, it is time for our weekend watch list with pop culture expert and radio host Lamar Dawson. Hey,
all
Lamar.
Right.
Hey,
take us to the movies.
Take us
Lamar,
to the movies.
Yes.
First of all, have you heard about the new Guy Ritchie flick, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare? Have you heard about this yet?
No. Well, we kind of
okay.
have.
A
we
little,
sort of
we've
have heard of
because Isa Gonzalez
yes,
was on with
exactly.
you, right? How amazing is she?
She is
yeah.
amazing.
Yes, and she's amazing in this movie also with Henry Cavill, Henry Golding. All right, it's an action World War II flick from 1939 based on Churchill's secret warriors who use unorthodox techniques to go after the Nazis.
Ooh.
It's heavy, but it's also very, very funny because this Guy Ritchie does that.
Yeah,
funny characters.
That little, yes.
He's got that humor in there. Henry Cavill's comedy chops are stellar in this flick, for
okay,
sure.
Cool. I mean, that 100%. Cast is
it's stacked.
Crazy.
Right, yeah. And okay. Henry Cavill can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm. This is a film that's in theaters this weekend that
yes.
Hoda and I may or may not be
We're
able to
it.
Stand. Tell us about
vampire
Abigail.
Vampire movies? Not a big
Abigail.
Fan of vampire movies?
No.
I love a good vampire movie. Abigail's in theaters right now. Mm-hmm. It's got Alicia Weir coming off Matilda the Musical.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah. This is a complete departure from that. And basically, a group of kidnappers kidnap the wrong girl.
Ooh.
She flips the tables on them, and they're in for a wild ride.
Yeah, oh my yeah. gosh, it looks scary.
Yeah, but if you want to stay in,
yes.
you want to stick on your couch,
Which
and
is laugh.
You want to laugh.
Yes.
Okay, Conan O'Brien is back. I love this research
yes.
he's having right now. Did you see him on Hot Ones?
Yes.
That was incredible. He's back and he's touring around the world to see his fans from Norway to Thailand to Argentina.
Oh my gosh.
And he's experiencing the customs, the culture, and he is hilarious in it. But it's got a lot of heart to it as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. That looks
yeah.
really good.
He's the most lovely man to
100%.
This looks great.
If you love Dateline and you love true crime, what else is out there?
On Hulu, Under the Bridge. I'm a big true
Ooh.
Crime addict, and I love this.
Yeah.
It's based on a true story, obviously. In 1997, a 14-year-old girl goes to a party with friends but doesn't come back.
Oh, gosh.
So it explores that case, explores that crime. It's very heavy. It's a TV miniseries over on Hulu, and it's really well done.
Mm-hmm.
If you like true crime, I recommend that
yeah.
one.
Okay, and finally, you have a great documentary.
Yes, it's Earth Month.
Yes.
All right, so we got to celebrate the Earth and make sure we remember to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
So Earth Month, if you like that, it's on Netflix. It's called Our Living World. All right, it's narrated by Cate Blanchett.
Oh.
If you like movies and documentaries where those tight shots of animals, yes, and wells, and the forest, and the desert. It's beautiful. And it reminds us how interconnected and intelligent the world is. Ooh, and how we have to look after it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that also looks like something we should share with our kids. I love that.
Perfect for the family. 100%.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Okay. Thanks. We'll see you soon. And we'll be back right after this.
That's going to do it for us next week. We've got Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I love him. Plus Vivica A. Fox and Eddie Redmayne.
Have a great weekend, you guys. Bye.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.